The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are and where we are going.
Hi, this is Felicia Brown.
This is Liz Moody.
And this is Ben Rubino.
In Pittsburgh, there are various perspectives on environmental issues.
To many Pittsburghers, these differences might seem drastic, possibly even complete opposites. However, we found that the outlooks not only aligned, but were surprisingly similar.
Dr. Nancy Giff teaches at Chatham University and is the director of the Rachel Carson Institute.
My job is actually teaching environmental classwork. And at Rachel Carson Institute, I see my job as taking environmental research and translating that into language that a broader public can understand.
While some residents place a high priority on environmental issues, Dr. Gift indicated that not everyone shares our immediate concerns.
There's still a lot of people who believe that environment is important because it's not groceries. It doesn't seem to be a really immediate need.
However, she isn't being pessimistic. She offered some hopeful words for Pittsburgh.
But I don't know that it's worse here in Pittsburgh than anywhere else. I just think that's the challenge of the whole earth.
Yet, Dr. Giff stressed that even the experts in the field have not grasped the entirety of the problem.
I don't think the public fully understands what needs to be done. And frankly, I don't think necessarily professors fully grasp what has to change either.
Continuing, Dr. Giff emphasized that the environment plays a major role in the lives of young people.
Well, I think that much more of a young person's lifetime happiness is attributable to the environment than they probably realize.
The Student Conservation Association was founded in 1957 in an attempt to spruce up the national parks. The SCA realizes the lack of involvement in environmental issues and seeks to improve the situation. We spoke with Ned Brockmeyer and Nita Lapsis, community leaders at the SCA.
So in terms of environmental education, we're really trying to get the kids to get involved and come up with what they care about most.
And it's a really wonderful opportunity for kids to learn about the environment and see conservation skills and learn about environmental stewardship. And at the same time, we're doing a service for the parks.
We talked with some teens participating in the summer SCA program here on the north side of Pittsburgh at Allegheny Commons.
I am George Preskovich. I am 16, and I'm going to Our Lady of the Sacred Heart High School.
My name is Paige. I'm 14 years old, and I'm going to Kappa High School for performing arts.
I'm Tim Washington. I'm 15. I go to Perry High School.
My name is Alan Lee. I'm 14. I go to Kirk High School.
We sought to compare and contrast these young perspectives with those of Dr. Gift.
Water pollution's a big one. Air pollution, I think it's pretty bad, but littering is terrible in certain areas.
The littering, there's trash everywhere and no one recycles.
Probably dirty water, need to clean up, save the fishes.
I see water pollution, air pollution, littering. That's the top three I see.
Unexpectedly, the two had a lot in common.
I think one of the problems is definitely environmental justice. Also, pharmaceuticals and water. Air pollution is still a big issue in Pittsburgh. Managing our water flow is another issue. And conservation of natural spaces would be up there for me.
Hearing these similarities were both enlightening and encouraging, as were the students' strong opinions on the importance of further environmental progress.
Yes, it is important to make this earth a healthier place for everyone to live, not just for yourself.
If they put their minds to it, because they keep littering, the world's not going to be how they want it in the future, for how I want it.
I like breathing clean air, so I think it's pretty important. And in the future, I hope the world's going to be cleaner. You never know.
We originally thought that the perspectives of Pittsburghers on the environment would be as smoky and unclear as the skies once were when the steel mills were in full production. Now we realize that the concern for our environment transcends generational gaps.
While the air quality in Pittsburgh has gotten better over the years, there's still room for improvement.
It is encouraging to know that our environment's future is in the hands of young people who recognize the challenges that lie ahead.
This series was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
and was created and made possible by the Heinz Endowment's Youth Philanthropy Interns Program.
More information on the Heinz Endowments is available at heinz.org.